I think what we're seeing in this dispute are two long running strategic issues for the region, namely Ethiopia's economic growth and need for port access, and then secondly, the de facto autonomy of Somaliland and how the rest of the region and the world relate to it. So I see those two independent issues coming together with this negotiation to set up port access for Ethiopia out of the Port of Berbera, which responds to the interest of both Somaliland and Ethiopia, these long-running interests.
Let's go back to the genesis of the dispute. Was Ethiopia right to actually sign a memorandum of understanding with Somaliland, but Somalia views the memorandum of understanding as a breach of its territorial integrity?
I think if we look at it analytically, that Ethiopia has pressing economic interest as the largest and most dynamic economy in the Horn of Africa. And so it has understandable interest in retaining reliable port access. Currently, 90% of Ethiopian exports go through the Port of Djibouti, which is not its most direct route. And so a discussion about port access to Berbera is a very logical economic type of decision. Now, the question is whether Ethiopia could have approached this differently and engaged Somalia, the government of Somalia, and alerted them to its interest and tried to proactively alleviate any concerns and tensions that there might be with a potential economic arrangement to use the port of Berbera. But as I said, the government of Somalia not come to terms with the de facto autonomy of Somaliland. And so there's an issue there that needs to be resolved, and it's been around for quite a long time.
So, Mr. Siegel, amid this backdrop, Kenya, under the leadership of President William Ruto, has embarked on a delicate mission to ease tensions and promote dialogue. You think that is a very prudent and good move by Kenya?
I think it is a very timely move, and it's a demonstration of much-needed leadership. I have an independent third party that borders both Ethiopia and Somalia to bring the leaders together and try to forge an understanding here. You know, this dispute does not need to escalate. Really, this is about economics primarily. There are a lot of shared interests here between Ethiopia, Somalia, Kenya. Kenya and Ethiopia have been strong supporters of Somalia in its fight against al-Shabaab.
So Kenya not only serves to de-escalate the immediate tensions between Ethiopia and Somalia, but also positions Kenya as a mediator and stabilizer in the region. What is Somaliland's role in this geopolitical puzzle?
Well, Somaliland has, again, asserted its independence since 1991. And, without any international recognition, Somaliland has really overachieved in terms of maintaining security, developing its economy, making itself business-friendly, helping to develop its port, which has received international investment from the UAE and others. And it's a significant exporter for the size of its economy and the size of its population. Moreover, it has really advanced democratic practices. There isn't anybody who would say Somaliland is a full democracy at this point, but there's certainly a high degree of political participation. They've had a succession of leaders. They've had credible elections. And so it's been acting very much like an independent state.